Stolen Generations survivors are calling for the Western Australian government to work with Aboriginal communities to ensure reparations are made accessible without major delay. The Western Australian government this week announced a redress scheme for survivors of the forcible child removal policies that began in the early 1900s and lasted into the 1970s. The scheme, which comes 28 years after the Bringing Them Home report recommended reparations, will mean living survivors of the Stolen Generations will be eligible for $85,000, with the distribution of payments to begin later this year. Many survivors have already passed away, and those still living are an ageing population. Stolen Generations survivor Tony Hansen has told SBS it's important the government works with Aboriginal communities to deliver reparations quickly and in a culturally appropriate way.
With our groups, we can work together. We can identify those people that have these urgent needs to have this assessment done. And we'll work with the government to ensure that the people who have their reparation attended to and addressed as soon as possible. But also the Premier made it very clear that even if people were to pass away, that this redress will be still alive and active and will be handed down to their descendants.
It's estimated as many as one in three Indigenous children were taken between 1910 and the 1970s, affecting most Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities in Australia.